the word of God. Marvel of the story, so full of glory, tells the path Jesus tried.
And welcome to King's House 1A here in Beverly Hills. Good to see you. Nice large crowd here in the theater today. And all you folks that's come here to sing with us, we're just going to see to it that you sing. All you people watching on TV and listening on the radio, welcome to this morning service here in Beverly Hills, California today. So have a good time while you're here and while you're listening and watching. Jesus one time said, speaking of the enemy, of the devil, he said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." He said after the resurrection, he appeared to John in the book of Revelation and said, "I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forever." More, forever more. Because he lives, we shall live also. That's what he says. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow, and we can face whatever we have to meet tomorrow. For the grace of God is sufficient for every one of you, and he's always been sufficient for me for many years. So we're going to sing the chorus, "Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow."
Because He Lives.
Jesus said, I give unto you eternal life, and no man shall pluck you out of the hands of my Father which sent me. So we have that more abundant life because Jesus gave his life for us, died for our sins, was buried, raised the third day, and ascended to heaven, and appeared again to his disciples, and gave them the power and the message for the world to hear, go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That's the message Jesus gave after the resurrection. Now you set me free. We have to sing that, you know, here in this Beverly Theater. He set me free. Once like a bird in prison I had dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me. Glory to God, he set me free. My son had a birthday this week. He's yeah, He's 55. He's 55. He doesn't like the 60s, you know. So he's 55 until next year. 55. 45. Oh, he's older than I thought he was. All right. How many know that it's been a custom of the church long before my son was called to Pastor's Faith Center 10 years ago that they gave the pastor a birthday offering every birthday, every year? How many know that? Let me see your hand. Well, it's going to be easy for me to take the birthday offering for Pastor Dr. Gene Scott today. So, Paul Samuel sings that song he sang a while ago. Jesus does everything good and well. He's going to sing, and you're going to give my son a good birthday offering today. I'll tell you, I hope you give him such a good birthday offering that he won't have to get after you to finish up that budget that he's going to close today of $3 million, whatever it is. You know? So, yeah. Okay, where are the men that take the offering? Where are the ushers at? All right. All right, Sammy. Sing the song while they take the birthday offering. And I want to introduce to you my son, Dr. Gene Scott. He maybe wants to play this. No? Sammy's going to sing. Okay.
I've been feeding on the precious word of God. Marvelous story, so full of glory, tells the path that Jesus trod. He was meant to deliver, sin forgiver, every problem he understood. He cleansed the leper, set the captive spirit free. Oh, the world denied him, crucified him, Lord abides with us always, and his mighty power is just the same today. Oh, everywhere he went, he is doing good.
divide with the four-way. And this mighty power is just the same today. Oh, everywhere he went, he was doing good. Started walking, dumb were talk like they should. Everywhere it went, my Lord was doing good. Everywhere it went, my Lord, he kept doing good.
Cops in security. You understand that? Every so often I believe that prevention, an ounce of prevention is worth tons of cure. So I bring one of my seven dogs out so that the very few enemies I have know what they have to go through to get to me. How many of you know what shoots, you know? You never know what you get when you go to church with King's House 1 or 1A. How many of you know what the Schutzen degree is? Intelligent people. There's Schutzen 1, the combination of obedience, tracking, and guard dog, through which they train these dogs. Don't make any quick movements, Al. Just sort of walk evenly when you go by. And don't anybody start toward me. I mean, don't come. If the saxophone starts to fall, don't involuntarily try to come and catch it. And wherever John is, when I call you up here, don't come your normal way, bounding on the stage. Schutzen's German for working dog. And they train them and then grade them in competition on three areas of performance. Tracking, obedience, and guard dog. Schutzen 2 is a much more advanced degree. Schutzen 3 is the highest degree you can get. It's the PhD for a dog. This dog, I think, has the record. Bosco has won Schutzen 3 in competition in Germany 26 times.
Down, block.
Block. Block. You don't like the clapping, do you? Now, block. Block.
Clapping bothers him. and there's a reason. You know, he's trained to immediately respond and try to protect me when he hears a gunshot. Hit your hands real. Everybody, one on three, clap. One, two, three. And when you start doing all of that clapping, it's like firecrackers going off. It confused him. I would guess he's never heard applause before until he came in here. And the first time I brought him on festival, he couldn't figure it out because we came in and there was a rerun playing. And he kept hearing my voice out of the monitor and out of the speakers, and I was trying to tell him what to do, and that other me was over there on TV and talking also. He had a big scar on that nose right there. Yeah, come on. It's all right. They're not going to bother. But if one does, you save me the price of a meal tonight, will you? Now, come on back over here. Come on. Oof.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. You people who care. This is not my exercise. Oh, don't you? And he has a companion bitch. He shoots in three. Very seldom do they have bitches reach the shoots in three because they must be at least a shoots in once to breed, to prove they have it in them. And then they use the breeding as to sell them to have it. They just attack when they see somebody. They don't wait for a command. Like Beverly Hills, there are fewer of them. So I brought Bosco in.
Bots?
Just so you could see a sample. The other two that I brought are in the car. Enough said. And everybody that's in the know knows why they're here today. Now, there are some hidden security people, but I got so tired a few years ago of the pressures of my job, couldn't go anywhere without, you know, cops sitting in the car with me or sitting on the platform with me. I said, enough of this. Just enough of this. And a few times, before I came here, they used to hold people up when the offering was being taken to the vault. So I changed the procedure. Got a few hidden policemen that are only concerned about following me and guarding me against idiots at a distance. But I don't have to have cops in my car. Just Bosco and a bitch. Not Christine, the other dog. The other dog. Now, one thing Bosco doesn't like is saxophone playing. He doesn't like it at all. He doesn't even like the look of it. Now, that's enough of that. I think the people in the know why I did it. How many are here from out of state? Would you stand? All over? Everybody from out of state, up in the balcony. Nice to have you today. Welcome to the King's House. You may be seated. I haven't done this in a long time, Ira Stanfield song. You hear it a lot on tape, but I don't get the joy of playing it. See.
I start playing the sax.
I mean, it's very, very humbling.
I mean, after that, whether it's good or not, I want plenty of applause.
Down a long road, and no one seemed to care. The burden on my weary back had bowed me to despair. Let me get this fixed. I hate new things that I don't know how to work. How folks were treating me. mine. So lift your cross and follow the Jesus, I often boast and say, I've sacrificed a lot of things to walk this narrow way. I gave up fame and fortune. I'm worth a lot to thee. And then I hear him say, so tenderly, I left the throne of glory and counted it but the loss. With your hand safe in mine, so lift your cross and follow close to me. Thank you for the birthday offering. Glad you came to Beverly Hills today. I hope you wander around a bit. The folks here are so nice to us. And I can't tell you what concessions the city has made. For fear it put pressure on them to make similar concessions to others. But they've done some things for us that they've never done for anybody. And the theater owners go out of their way to be nice to us. Why don't we just give a hand to Beverly Hills and the owners of this theater. It's regular offering time. All we need is $700,000. You'll just add a zero to whatever you wrote in your checkbook. Some of you add two. Or three. Let's get it. Now, we'll be live at 7 o'clock today. I want you to expect that. That gives you plenty of time this afternoon to do whatever you were going to do. Be home and ready to help me at 7 o'clock. This is deadline day. We'll be live at 7. I need the voices of faith there. If you're not scheduled, we're going to need a full contingent. It's offering time. Sammy's playing. I'm going through. Let it go.
Don't run too